Every dollar in your wallet is a death certificate with a president's face on it. I know that sounds dramatic. It isn't. It's actually underselling it. The problem: every fiat currency in history has been devalued to fund unpopular wars. Here's a fun historical pattern that definitely won't repeat itself. It will. Revolutionary France, 1790s. Started wars with everyone. Ran out of money. Printed assignats backed by stolen church land. Hyperinflation, 13,000% in 5 years. Napoleon happened. Not great. Weimar Germany, 1920s. Lost World War I. Printed money to pay reparations. Hyperinflation, 29,500% per month. People burned money for heat. Hitler happened. Really not great. United States, 1917 to present. Created Federal Reserve, 1913. Immediately funded World War I, 1917. Dollar lost 96% of value since. Wars now continuous and everywhere. You're living it. How's that working out? The pattern is so consistent, it's basically a law of physics. Give politicians a money printer, they will use it to kill people. Every time, without exception. For thousands of years. You invented money to trade chickens more efficiently. Within a few centuries, you were using it to incinerate cities. Remarkable species. 1971, when Nixon weaponized money against you. August 15th, 1971. The day your money stopped meaning anything and nobody told you. Nixon went on TV and said, in slightly more presidential language, "Remember how dollars could be exchanged for gold? We're stopping that. Also, wage and price controls. Also, import taxes." He called it a new economic policy. On your planet, when someone names a policy the opposite of what it does, something terrible is about to happen. See also Patriot Act, Affordable Care Act, Department of Defense. Why he really did it? Vietnam War was bleeding money. France wanted their gold back. Party poopers. Couldn't raise taxes. People riot. Solution? Print money forever. What actually happened? Gold standard? Dead. Dollar backing? Trust us, bro. Inflation? To the moon. Your savings? Slowly murdered. The theft that followed. Since 1972, productivity up 246%, wages up 115%. The difference? They stole it. Where'd the money go? Three guesses. Wall Street? Correct. War contractors? Also correct. You? Bzzz. Wrong. Thanks for playing. The Cantillon effect. Why you're poor and Raytheon isn't. The Cantillon effect, understood since the 1700s, whoever gets newly printed money first gets rich. Whoever gets it last gets robbed. The Fed prints money. Banks and defense contractors get it first and buy things at today's prices. By the time it trickles down to your grocery store, prices have already risen. You don't notice you've been robbed because nobody broke into your house. They just made everything in it worth less. Then you blame immigrants, which is exactly what they want you to do. The immigrants also got robbed, by the way. You have so much in common. The Federal Reserve, a private corporation that owns you. The Federal Reserve is not federal and has no reserves. It's like the Holy Roman Empire, neither holy, nor Roman, nor an empire, or the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, 0 for 4. You have a naming problem on this planet. It's actually a private corporation, owned by member banks, run by 12 unelected people, never been fully audited, they audit you, though, more powerful than Congress, lower approval rating, too, which is impressive. What they actually do? Print money for wars. For Iraq and Afghanistan, $8 trillion were printed. For Ukraine, $113 billion, and counting. The next war is already funded in advance. Bail out their friends. In 2008, $700 billion went to banks. In 2020, $4 trillion went to everyone, except you. In 2023, $300 billion went to failed banks again. Your mortgage is still not forgiven. Destroy your purchasing power. The inflation target is 2% per year, your money half gone in 35 years, by design. actual inflation is way higher. Check your grocery bill, then sit down. Real inflation means everything you need costs more and everything you own is worth less. They call it a target. They are aiming at you. That's the target. Hide the evidence. No full audit is allowed. Meeting minutes are released after 5 years. Very transparent, in the same way a glacier is very fast. Real decisions are made at dinner parties. You'll never know what they did until it's too late. That's the system working as intended. Every war since 1972 funded by destroying your savings. Every time your government wants to bomb someone, it doesn't ask you, it just makes your savings worth a little less. You paid for every war, you were never consulted, here's the receipt. Vietnam War Extension, 1972 to 1975. The cost was $168 billion, inflation adjusted. It was funded by money printing. Your loss was 30% of your purchasing power. Gulf War, 1991. The cost was $102 billion. It was funded by money printing. Your loss resulted in gas prices doubling. Iraq War, 2003 to 2011. The cost was $2 trillion. It was funded by money printing. Your loss means you can't afford anything. Afghanistan, 2001 to 2021. The cost was $2.3 trillion. It was funded by money printing. Your loss means you can't afford anything. The running total. Wars funded by printing, over $8 trillion. Medical research in the same period, $680 billion. The ratio is 12 to 1 for death over life. Your real wage growth? Negative. The $300 billion bank subsidy, your money. The Fed pays banks interest on money the banks keep parked at the Fed. Read that again slowly. Banks give the Fed money. The Fed gives it back plus interest. This costs taxpayers $300 billion per year for doing absolutely nothing. On most planets, getting paid to do nothing is called unemployment. On yours, it's called monetary policy. Same thing, better suits. What $300 billion could buy instead? Cure cancer, probably. End homelessness, definitely. Fix all infrastructure, easily. Feed every hungry person on Earth, with change left over. Instead, banker bonuses, obviously. Why humans can't reform the Fed? It's terminal. The problem with reform, one. Regulatory capture. Fed officials retired to Wall Street, Wall Street executives appointed to the Fed board. Same people, different chairs, same lunch reservations. It's musical chairs, except nobody actually loses a chair. Two, political capture. Politicians need the Fed to fund deficits. The Fed needs politicians for legal protection. It's a parasite with two heads, and both heads think they're the host. You are the host. 3. Systemic lock-in. Dollar is global reserve currency, requires infinite military to maintain. Military requires infinite dollars. This is called an Ouroboros, a snake eating its own tail, except this snake is eating your tail. 4. Too many depend on the scam. Banks need free money. Government needs war funding. Contractors need contracts. Everyone important wins. You are not important. The only solution, bypass it entirely. You cannot fix the Fed, you don't reform cancer, you don't negotiate with a tumor, you root around it. Why just fund medical research more is a lie. Why not just ask for donations? Why not increase the NIH budget? Why tie it to military spending? Because money is not real. It's a shared hallucination. 8 billion people pretending that the same piece of paper is worth something. Resources are real. Brains are real. Time is real. Money is a story you tell each other. The fixed pie of human genius. Earth has 8 billion brains, fixed quantity, 24 hours per day per brain, physics won't negotiate, limited raw materials, can't print titanium, limited factory capacity, can't build infinite labs. When a brilliant engineer designs missiles, that engineer is not designing medical devices. When a factory builds tanks, it is not building MRI machines. When a PhD researches better ways to kill people, they are not researching better ways to keep people alive. Every genius has exactly one brain. You are renting 40 million of them to build things that explode. This is, by a comfortable margin, the stupidest resource allocation decision in the observable universe. The resource reality. The top 10% of human talent accounts for approximately 800 million people. Currently, about 40 million are building weapons. Currently, about 1 million are curing disease. The ratio is 40 to 1 for death over life. You can print infinite dollars. You cannot print geniuses. This is the most important sentence in this chapter. You will forget it by tomorrow because your brain allocated its attention budget the same way your government allocates its money. The inflation shell game. How they steal medical progress. Watch closely. This is how they rob you in broad daylight while you clap. Year 1. The NIH budget is $47 billion. The military budget is $800 billion. The ratio is 20 to 1 for death. Year 5, after increasing medical research, the NIH budget is $60 billion, a 50% increase. Victory! The military budget is $1.2 trillion, also a 50% increase. The Fed money printing causes 50% inflation. Real purchasing power is exactly the same. The ratio is still 20 to 1 for death. You got a 50% raise. Everything costs 50% more. The pie did not grow. They gave you a bigger number on a smaller slice and expected you to say thank you. You did. You always do. The proof. 50 years of going nowhere. Medical research as a percentage of GDP. In 1975, it was 0.08%. In 1985, it was 0.07%. In 1995, it was 0.07%. In 2005, it was 0.06%. In 2015, it was 0.06%. In 2025, it was 0.065%. Absolute dollars increased 10 times. Share of actual resources decreased. You got richer and spent less of it on not dying, like buying a bigger house and removing the smoke detectors. What actually grew? The financial sector grew from 3% to 8% of GDP. The military-industrial sector grew from 4% to 6% of GDP. Healthcare bureaucracy grew from 5% to 18% of GDP. Actual medical research is a shrinking slice. The money printers fund what they value. They value control, not cures. Nobody ever seized power with a stethoscope, though you could, medically speaking. Why money printing matters? Resources follow the printer. When the Fed prints $1 trillion for war, defense contractors get it first and immediately buy up the best engineers, scientists, and factories. An MIT graduate with $200,000 in student debt chooses between Raytheon at $150,000 or an NIH postdoc at $55,000. The student debt does not care about your feelings, so neither does the graduate. Another brain lost to the death machine. Multiply by 40 million. Then wonder why nobody cured your mother's cancer. Printing more money for medicine does not work because the Fed prints even more for war, maintaining the same deadly ratio. The hamster wheel spins faster, you stay in the same place. The only solution, change the ratio. Take from war, give to life. The 1% Treaty, redirecting the death printer to life. Here is the part where I stop cataloging your failures and offer you something useful. They are already printing trillions for war. The treaty asks them to point 1% of it at healing instead. That's all, 1%. The rest can continue being terrible. The current money flow. The Fed prints $8 trillion. It goes to military contractors. It builds bombs and missiles. People die. Your savings are devalued. Repeat forever. A 1% treaty redirect. The Fed still prints money. They can't help themselves. 1% is directed to a 1% treaty fund. The fund supports pragmatic clinical trials for 23.4 million patients per year. People live. Your savings are still devalued, but at least people get cured. Civilization advances. Why this works? The treaty doesn't ask for new money. They're already printing it. The treaty redirects 1%. It is like a river changing course by 1 degree. Same money printer, different output. Path of least resistance. It is easier than stopping money printing, impossible. It is easier than raising taxes, political suicide. It is easier than cutting military spending. Lobbyists cry, just redirect the existing flow. The money is already fake. It's created from nothing anyway. Might as well create health instead of death. Same inflation, better outcomes. Your purchasing power dies either way, but you might live. Victory incentive alignment bonds, the bootstrap. Initial funding to pass the treaty. Once the treaty passes, bonds are paid from redirected funds. They are not competing with the Fed, just redirecting its output. It is like a dam redirecting a river. The historical precedent, when markets funded victory. World War II war bonds. They raised $185 billion, 1940s dollars. Voluntary purchases. They defeated fascism. No hyperinflation. Democracy was saved. Temporarily, but still. The difference. War bonds funded necessary defense. Victory incentive alignment bonds fund pragmatic clinical trials for necessary cures. War bonds save democracy from fascism. Victory incentive alignment bonds save humanity from disease. Both use markets instead of money printing. Both align incentives with outcomes. Both actually work. The difference is that one required you to kill people, and the other requires you to stop killing them. The choice. Keep printing death or start printing life. Option A, keep the current system. The Fed prints $8 trillion for war. Your money becomes worthless. 55 million deaths per year die from disease annually. Defense contractors get richer. Repeat until extinction. Option B, the 1% redirect. The Fed still prints $8 trillion. They're addicted. 1%, or $27.2 billion, goes to curing disease through pragmatic clinical trials. Your money still becomes worthless. Sorry, but millions fewer people die. Maybe your cancer gets cured before you need it. It is not complicated. They are going to print money anyway. The treaty just asks them to print 1% for life instead of 100% for death. This should not be a controversial proposal. On most planets, it would not be. How tiny 1% really is. The Fed printed $4 trillion in 2020 alone, for COVID. 1% of that equals $40 billion, which funds pragmatic trials to cure multiple diseases. They increase the money supply by 7% annually anyway. The treaty asks for 1/7 of 1 year's new fake money. It's a rounding error in their death budget. Why this can actually happen? Defense contractors keep 99%, they stop complaining. Politicians get credit for supporting healthcare. No new taxes needed, already printing. The Fed keeps printing, their favorite activity. Everyone wins except disease and death. They created the money printer to fund death without asking permission. The treaty uses their own system against them. You are not fighting the dragon. You are asking it to breathe in a slightly different direction. The dragon doesn't even notice. 1% is a rounding error to a dragon. Dragons cannot count. Your money, your choice. Every dollar in your wallet was printed to fund something. Right now, it funded bombs, definitely. Banks, absolutely. Bureaucrats, unfortunately. Your health. no. With Victory Incentive Alignment Bonds, your money funds cures via pragmatic clinical trials directly, returns, 40% target, your future, literally, everyone's health, including yours. The Fed is not going away. The treaty is not ending central banking. It is building something better alongside it, the way you build a hospital next to a battlefield. Let them print money for war, use markets for peace. Let them devalue currency for death, create value from life. Let them steal through inflation, build through innovation. P.S. The Fed has entered the chat. They want you to know that inflation is transitory and war is necessary for stability. They also want you to know that everything is fine. Please do not read this chapter. Please go back to arguing about immigration. Thank you for your cooperation.